Yesterday, as President Obama came to Wisconsin to talk about the economy, the U.S. Export-Import Bank announced it will reverse its decision to reject the loan guarantees for the India power plant. Corporate executives at Bucyrus International in South Milwaukee say if plant construction goes ahead, the plant will buy mining equipment from Bucyrus, and hundreds of workers at Bucyrus will remain employed. Milwaukee Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett says as part of the new agreement, it appears the bank got the power company to say yes to renewable energy projects.
So it is the ultimate win-win situation. And again, for me, it was all about getting things done. And what we needed to get done here was to get this loan approved so that Bucyrus could sell this equipment in India and create jobs for Wisconsin families.
Barrett says the India company will also try to buy equipment for the renewable energy projects from U.S. firms. Governor Jim Doyle joined Barrett in praising the Export-Import Bank's apparent reversal. But National Sierra Club official Mark Kresiewicz did not.
Unfortunately, it makes no sense to subsidize with the federal government loan guarantee pollution anywhere, particularly in India, and certainly not pollution, you know, that's ultimately driving power that's going to be driving steel and cement and manufacturing industries that are competing with the United States.
Kresiewicz says he understands that election year politics may be playing a role in the move to protect jobs at Bucyrus International. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.